gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
That's right. I got your hot entertainment. So Beyonce tells the class of 2020, she said congratulations, babe, but she said don't criticize somebody else for what they are not doing. You be about it.
Okay.
Be about that action and go do it. Keep your eye on your intention. Don't let any outside distraction or your own insecurity stop you from your goal.
That's, she was talking to the original Destiny's Child members.
You can do this, Michelle.
I'm just playing. Oh, no, damn. She's cool. No, and I'm talking about the originals.
Babe, shots fired.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I agree. Worry about you, basically, is what I'm hearing her say. So always good advice from the queen.
And let's be honest, we do it. I mean, everybody does it. We will criticize stars for what they're doing, but then what are you doing? Are you giving a percentage of your income? Are you supporting a cause, you know? Especially in these days.
Absolutely. You got a lot to support.
I mean, Michael Jordan, he just gave up $100 million. Go ahead, son. $100 million, baby. What am I doing, Mark Clark, on your birthday? Nothing. Okay. Now, this is interesting. Is it interesting, babe, or is this just like, yeah, we knew that? Justin Bieber admits he benefited from black culture.
I'm glad to hear him say it. I'm glad to hear him say it, because here's my issue. I got lots of opinions. That's the mama in me. But, you know, both, a lot of stars, I'm not going to call many names, but Miley Cyrus, that one comes to mind too. Yeah. You use the culture and then you move on. Oh, I was going through this kind of patch, that kind of patch. And, you know, then that kind of thing right there. Oh, yeah.
Why got to be a patch, though?
So I'm glad that... I'm glad that he is admitting it. So,
he said, I'm inspired by black culture. I benefited off black culture. My style, how I sing,
how I dance,
perform, my fashion have all been influenced and inspired by black culture. I'm committed to using my platform from this day forward to learn to speak about racial injustice.
Let me tell you something. What's going on right now is a truth serum.
It is.
Let's drink it.
People are coming forth.
Let's drink it so we can move on.
It is interesting because...
You can't get to the other side unless you admit what's been going on. I'm so encouraged by this.
And this was the piece that was missing.
Yes.
And I let me just say, at the beginning, because our kids are so excited about what's going on.
Right.
I will say... I was kind of a fuddy-duddy. You witnessed it, babe.
Well, I
was kind of a fuddy-duddy.
You are family. Because we all witnessed it.
I'm just saying, because I think, you know, I mean, you saw it all before.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, yeah. But it feels different this time. Finally, you kept saying shift, babe. You did say shift. You said shift a lot. But anyway.
Shift is my new term. Look, get into it. Shift. Sometimes you got, you know what?
Get into it.
Move over a little bit. Get out of your own way. Shift. Move forward.
Coming up, interesting story. What would you do to show that you're down for the cause? You'll be shocked. I got the story for you. I can't wait to see your reaction. That's coming up on WHUR.
It's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark, rolling commercial free right now on 96.3 WHUR.